Welcome to your daily devotional for October 2nd. O Lord, revive your work. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 2. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. Friends, Christian revival is what we need. There is a spiritual solution for our land, not a political, economic, or social one. There are several scriptures that speak to the points that we'll be making today. And I'll go ahead and note them for you in my reading, but you can also go online and take a look at them for yourself if you don't catch them. There's also a spot where you can read rather than listen to the daily devotional. The references here are 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 11 through 14, Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, and Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. That's that great passage that encourages us to be salt and light in this lost world. The Christian ought always to vote on that which best accords with spiritual solution in order to enjoy God's blessing on the nation and the peace and freedom that results from that. Psalm 33 and verse 12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." While directly applicable to Israel, this verse has application for any nation that would call upon the living God. Bear in mind that we had unity in the founding of this great nation, in common belief in the Almighty. Certain rights were defined as inalienable, such as life and freedom to worship. Folks who deem these non-essential are not for constitutional freedom at all. Unity. Unity is found in the gospel among Christians. John chapter 17 and verse 11 reads, "That they may be one as we are." But unity for unity's sake is not a good thing, apart from Bible truth and church context, or by extension, any context. Romans chapter 16 and verse 17 teaches this as well. Unity at any cost leads to compromise of values and eventually, in secular context, tyranny by the majority masses and the new ruling class, as in Soviet Russia, in the French Revolution. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, Acts chapter 17, verse 26 through 27, and Galatians chapter 3 and verse 28 all teach intrinsic human dignity apart from racial or ethnic distinctions. This is the Christian worldview. Critical race theory and other such worldviews are in conflict with the biblical view. Jesus did not come to eliminate worldly injustice and so-called systemic racism, although these are noble goals that we ought to work towards insofar as our own hearts, but to save sinners, regardless of worldly conditions. The Christian worldview unites, and acceptance of it was a big factor in making this country great, while other worldviews divide us up into little buckets. Support for national Israel brings blessing on a nation. This is unconditionally stated in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. I am a supporter of Israel because my God is a supporter of Israel. God is a God of law and order. The Mosaic Law gave us a model for civil government, a law. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40 teaches order as a principle within the church, that we ought to do all things in order. These principles show us the nature of God as one who ordains and supports law and order. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7 speaks of this also. Values. See Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 32. Verse 29 reads murder as one of those things which opposes God's values. So we ask when we exercise our right to vote, does that candidate's views and policies tend to support abortion? This is an absolute deal breaker. There are a bunch of other things in there too, in that section in Romans, such as immorality and strife, which can either be encouraged or opposed by policy. To this point, examine the types of Supreme Court justices that have been installed, and Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Are her views likely to uphold the law, and are they in accord with biblical values? Who is opposing her and why? This should give you some insight into the policies of the individual who is making the appointments. Personality, foreign policy, other than towards Israel and relating to that nation, economic policy and various other things may be important to many, but matter very little to the Christian. This country is in a world of mess, and the only way out is if God's people stand up and get serious about preaching and living the Christian faith. We need to get out there and seek the lost, see souls saved, and make serious disciples. It is not an option to continue fiddling while Rome or Portland or Seattle or any other American city burns. May God's people raise up and get busy for him before it is too late. Who knows if the Lord may relent of his judgment on our beloved nation.